Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Mike, congratulations. How'd that feel?
Felt good. I think just for the locker room, the offense as a whole, I mean, our defense did what our defense does and played really well. And in our offense, we executed well. We executed the game plan. And I think it just shows the mindset of the guys in there. No flinch. Whatever happened last week was in the books. Learn from it. Turn the page. And we played well today.
And the same for you, right? No flinch. I mean, you came out first possession, rifled a slant to Garrett Wilson. I don't know if there are nerves at the start of a game for you. And if you hit a throw quickly like that, what it does for you. But how about how you started the game?
No, I think it definitely any quarterback will tell you when your first throw is a completion, it settles you in a little bit. You do have the anxiousness, the butterflies, just to get into the game and see, all right, what kind of game is it going to be. And then those kind of go away and you're in the moment. But, yeah, it's like any shooter in basketball, when you see that first one goes in, it calms you and kind of gets you in the flow of the game.
And you think about what your team has been through. You got two wide receivers at this point that demanded trades at one point this season. You've lost four offensive tackles. You lose Breece Hall. You're the third different quarterback to start for this team, and this team yet sits here at 7-4. You're kind of emblematic of figuring out a way to get the job done. But what about where this team is through 11 games with everything you've been through?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it's a testament to our leadership, our veteran guys, not flinching, bringing the young guys along with us, and the young guys, too, stepping up. I mean, Max Mitchell said went down early. Max Mitchell came in first game back from injury, didn't flinch. Offense didn't flinch. We knew Max would come in and get the job done. It's just kind of how it is, next man up, and it's the guys in this locker room, this the attitude they have, and that's where we are. But like you said, job's not done. We got a couple more.
Final question. Do you hear the fans chanting your name, and how does it feel?
Yes, I do. Feels really cool. Maybe next time they'll do it when we're not at the ball and we're not trying to have a snap count. But, yeah.
Good tip.
Pretty cool.
All right, we'll pass that along. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, that's Mike White, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
It's been a year since you last started. How do you feel to get back out there and get a win the way you did today?
That's awesome. I mean, just going out there playing football with your friends and guys you've been with for a couple years now. And when it wasn't my time to play, obviously I'm super supportive of them, and I'm having fun with them too. But just to be out there and be a part of it and help the team win is always fun.
What was that first drive like for you?
I think it was good. I think we executed the openers really well, obviously. But I think it was just good for not only the offense but the team too. To respond from the week we had last week and get everybody's confidence going. We ran the ball well. We threw the ball well. Our guys got open and we had that third down in the red zone where I missed that one throw to Garrett and that could have easily been a frustrating moment. Let the next play get affected by that and then we're kicking a field goal. But to be able to bounce back, I thought was big.
Were those all your relatives chanting Mike White? Or?
I don't think so, no.
What is that like for you to hear that again? You heard it last year also.
It's always cool. I'm not going to sit here and give you some quarterback cliche that I'm not focusing on that, which there are times I'm not. But towards the end of the game, I think it would be a lot cooler if they didn't do it while we were trying to snap the ball. But no, I'm not going to complain too much about that.
Yeah, it's kind of normal. I mean, it's a common thing around the NFL where a quarterback quiets the crowd down, but I don't think it's too often that you're.
They are chanting. Things are going right for us, and we normally end with a win. So I don't want to give them too much grief.
We got the ball to 10 different receivers today. What enables that to happen?
I think it's just going through your progressions as a quarterback and taking what's there. It's not so much. And when you get man coverage, then you might be picky to your matchups. But it's just playing within the offense and executing the play that's called, and guys stepping up, and there's that just shows the confidence that those guys have and we have in them. It's not so much who, but what route, you know what I mean?
Mike, how much of a quarterback's job do you think is just making everybody else better and sort of giving the ball in the right spot, getting them in the right position?
I think personally the way I approach the quarterback position is being a calming presence in the huddle, especially when things aren't going well, because that's when things can start to spiral and snowball. But it's just distributing the ball and letting them be who they are. They're all in that locker room for a reason. This is the NFL. Everybody in that wears pads on Sundays are very good, and you just got to get them the ball and get their confidence going. And once someone's confidence is up, I believe at least that you'll see their game go to the next level.
How's your confidence now?
I feel good. Obviously, it was a good game for the offense, but I'll enjoy this one with my friends and family, and tomorrow turns into Minnesota prep and turn the page and keep going to where we're trying to go.
Obviously, you had a very similar game last year against Cincinnati, but does this feel different just because of where the team is in the standings? Playoffs and so on?
I do think it's two different games, and every game is going to be different, but I thought today was a complete team win. Our defense did what they always do, and they dominated. They flew around the field, made big plays. We got a big pick by CJ. That's always good to have. But no, I think it was more of a complete team win. We ran the ball well when we needed to. When late in the game, we could have just kind of hung it up 21, but we kept the run game going, and guys were running hard, and it felt like a complete team win.
What did you see on that second touchdown to Wilson? You threw it right over the defender, and then obviously made the juke.
Right, so I saw they were in man coverage, so the guy I needed to beat was that linebacker, and I just felt as if I could get it over him and get it to Garrett, and Garrett got open, which Garrett seems to do a lot, and then made the play when the ball was in his hand.
And how about the Elijah Moore touchdown pass?
It was an awesome field by Elijah. It was an outbreaking route, but he had the feel to kind of slow up and get in that soft spot, and that was a big one. Third down in the red zone, scoring, coming out of the half, and to get it to that two-score game or whatever it was, that was big. That was a big play for Elijah.
Do you feel a lot more comfortable this year as opposed to last year?
Yeah, I think going out there, you have the experience to draw on from last year, but every game is its own game, and you got to play it as such. But having the experience of being out there and having the highs, having the lows as well, can't just learn from the highs, you got to learn from the lows, and drawing upon that and just helping using that to help you however you can.
Do you have a couple more? Do you have a lot of experience playing in the rain?
Yeah, growing up in Florida, we definitely get rain every pretty much every day.
Michael, talk about the differences between last year's Bengals game and this one. Could just talk a little bit about the difference in the team. You know, it seems like you don't have to do as much for this team to be successful now.
Yeah, I think just second year in the system is always helpful for guys on both sides of the ball, and then I think that's going to show. So, yeah, it's nice knowing we have one of the best defenses in ball, and you can fall upon them if you need to. But I think it's a new team, new year.
Mike, you talk about take what the defense gives you. How do you keep that mindset and avoid the, I want to go out there and throw for 700 yards and 7 touchdowns because this is your chance, right? How do you keep grounded like that?
That's part of playing quarterback. That's part of handling the successes and turning the page and moving on. So I think that's where I got in trouble in the Buffalo game last year, and I learned from that. Like I said earlier, you got to learn from your lows and build upon that and just keep playing smart, winning football.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.